The relationship between the number of species and the sampling effort is known as a species accumulation curve, or a species area curve, sometimes abbreviated simply as SA curve. This graph depicts the species accumulation curves for benthic fauna at two sites. The samples on the x-axis, in this case, indicates the number of benthic plots sampled. Obviously, as you sample more and more area, the curve will eventually level off, because you've already found most of the common species and are just picking up occasionally on a few rare ones. Ultimately, the curve will reach an asymptote as you get closer to finding all the species present at the site. The species richness at the asymptote is a measure of the total species richness within that community, also known as alpha diversity. Note that at the same sample effort, there are fewer species at site B, suggesting that this site has lower alpha diversity. However, because the SA curve of site B has not leveled off as much as in site A, we are less sure in what the total richness actually is at site B. In real field data collection scenarios, this will often be the case. We just don't have the resources to sample enough to reach an asymptote. Thus, observed alpha diversity is often much less than true alpha. Let's learn how we can use sample data to obtain estimates of true alpha diversity in a community.